Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. We are in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Till now we've seen Dvarim flying by Yoiser, and the Shir should be a special from Eretz Shiachyu, and the Schus, Yochebet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia, and Rus Victoria Bas Tehilo Vida, and Chayachana Basona Adel Basur Shal Choli Yisrael, Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rav Moshe ben Reza, Rishon Tzar Shalcha Yisrael. And again, basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol Mufla, Mufla Gadol Yitzchak Manzer Tzal. Omer HaRambam, Halacha Ktzara, Kshemoshim Malchei Beit David, En Moshein Otam Ela Al HaMa'ayan. When you anoint the kings of Beis David, they are only anointed on the well, on the spring. Makor Devrei Rambam, like the Kesef Mishnah writes, is from the Sugin Horios, Daf Yud Beis Omud Aleph, and Krisus, Daf Hei Omud Beis, Tonu Rabbonin Ein Moshe Mitzam Lachem El Amayon, Kedei Shetim Moshech Malchusam, that you only anoint kings on the spring well, in order that their Malchus should continue. And the Rambam and the Gemara brings a proof text for this from the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, pasuk Lam Gimel. Vayomer Hamelech lahem kchu imachem es avdei Adonaichem, vehikara v'irkavtem es shlemoi v'ni al apirdo asher li v'hiradetem oisoi el hagichoin. So they were told to take Shlomo to the Gichon, this Mayan in Yerushalayim, on this Pirda, on this animal, and that's where he was anointed. So you see from this pasuk that where do you do the anointing? At a Mayan, as we see from Shlomo HaMelech. He's riding on the animal of David. Rashi there says in the pasuk, because a hedgehog doesn't ride on the horse of the king, and he is riding on the animal of the king. It's in the male that shows he's not a hedgehog. Elagichon, Rashi says there is Mayan Shiloach, and he writes me from Chazal Mikan Shem Moshe Shiloach Mal Mayan Simon Sheti Moshech Malchusoi Yivaldik. The Rambam holds that this is only Malchei Beis David and not Malchei Yisrael. Ayin Shem B'Kesef Mishnah. U'B'Sefer HaRamoiriyo, the Perek Aleph Mehilchos Klei HaMikdosh, he asked, why did the Rambam omit the other din brought in the Gemara in Horeos? Roma Karni V'Loi Roma Pachi. David U'Shlomo Shenim Shechu B'Kera Nim Shechu Malchusan Sheo V'Yeo Shenim Shechu B'Pach Loi nimshecha malchusan. Says Nocha Gemara that David and Shlomo were anointed with a horn, their malchus continued. Shaul and Yehu, who were anointed with a jug, their malchus didn't continue. Hare inyan noisav shetimoshech malchus al yedei meshicha bekeren. That David and Shlomo were anointed with a horn. The oil came out of a horn. So their malchus continued. Shaul and Yehu were anointed with a jug. The oil came out of a jug. So their malchus didn't continue. As Yishlan Okan and Yan Nusaf, Shetima Shecha Malchut, Al Yidei Mishicha Bekeren. As Lama Rambam Lo Evi'et, the Rambam brought the Mayan part in order that Shetima Shecha Malchusam, that their king, their malchus should continue. So why didn't he bring the part about the keren and not the pach? As the Sefer Har Moria katav shafilu Bagimore, it's only brought as a din. It says a din. Ein moishin es ha-melochem ela ha-mayim. That's a din. When the Gemara says about David and Shlomo, that's not a din. That's describing that David and Shlomo were anointed with them with the Karens and Mishcha Machusam. Shaul and Yehu weren't. So Lord Mishcha Machusam. So that's not a din. So since the Gemara isn't saying a din, it's just a mitzvah, it's just a story. So Mamela the Rambam doesn't have to bring it because it's not a din. However, in Yerushalmi beperek Gimel d'Horayis uperek Dalet d'Shkolim. There it says a din. Ein moishin melochem ela min hakeren. And this is about Shaul and Yehu, we're min hakeren. So why did the Rambam omit that? So the Har Moriah cites this Yerushalmi, asks on the Rambam why the Rambam omitted it. And he blibes with the tzorich iyun. As Nerali Yashev kach, she'elo makor l'Rambam me'abavli she'eino din. Ketuv b'sugiya b'mesechet Megillah b'daf yudaled, she'agmara mevi'a makor she'chana mi'sha v'neviyot ha'ita me'apasuk rama karni. Rama karni v'lo rama pachi. Davidu shlomo she'nimshecha b'keren nimshecha malchutan. Shaul v'Yehu, שנמשכו בפח, לא נמשכה מלכותן. רש"י מפרש, זוהי נבואה שנתנבט על שאול ויהו, שלא תימשך מלכותן. במשיכת דוד ושלמה כתיב קרן השמן, ובמשיכת שאול ויהו כתיב פח. עד כאן לשון רש"י. ואם יש כאן דין, ומשיכת הקרן גורמת שתימשך המלכות, מה עניין נבואה לכאן? לא אמרה לדין משיכה בקרן. זאת אומרת, the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yudalid that Chana was one of the seven prophetesses and brings a raya that she prophesied from the pasuk of Roma Karni. My horn was exalted. That's from Chana. It's Lashon Chana. And it doesn't say Roma Pachi because Karni is that Dovru Shloimoi Shenimshichu Bekeren Nimshcha Malchusan. So Rashi explains that this was a nevuah. She was prophesying about Shaul and Yehu, that their malchus is not going to continue. Because it only says Rama Karni, not Rama Pachi. There's no, not exalted with a pach, only with a keren. So if this is a din, then what's the nevuah here? She's saying over a din. So it must be that it's not a din, rather it's a prophecy. Kach sibev mesabev hasibois she'elu timashech malchusem ve'elu lo timashech malchusem u'pach v'keren so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that these Malchus is going to continue, the ones with the Keren, and the ones with the Pach, their Malchus is not going to continue. They are going to have a Rama, and they are not going to have a Rama. David and Shlomo are going to have, they're going to have an exalted Keren, but there's not going to be an exalted path because there, David and Shlomo's malchus is going to continue and Shaul and Yehu's malchus is not going to continue. So you see, it's a nevuah. It's not a din. So that would possibly be why Rambam omitted it. Because the Rambam's job is to bring dinim, not to bring nevuahs. Bechazdei David b'toisala toisefto, he asked, how come Shaul wasn't nimshach b'keren kedei shetimashach malchusa? So that's his kasha. So why Taka wasn't a Nimshech B'Keren in order that his Malchus should continue? So based on what we said, there's no din. There's no din that you have to do it that way. And therefore Shaul wasn't anointed with a Keren, even though B'Shas Mishichaso, he was in a matzav that his Malchus could continue, as we see in the book of Samuel, chapter 1. Samuel 1, chapter 13, verse 13. Ki ata heichin Hashem es mamlachtucha ad oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared your Malchus forever. So it was supposed to be forever. But there's no din to do it that way. So since there's no chiyuv to do it that way, it wasn't done that way. It wasn't done with a keren. If it was a din, then you understand. You have to do it. Why do you have to do it? Kadesh Dimashech Malchusa. Because there's a din that you have to do it. But if there's no din, there's not a kasha. Why you didn't do it? It's a nice simon, but there's no chiyuv to do it. So it's not a problem. Why it wasn't done by Shaul? So that's one answer to this question of the omission of the Rambam of this din. Uboifin acher yesh lomar. Why was the Rambam mashmit? Because what's the inyan of kachin, pachin, keren? As the er biyun Yaakov b'megillah, shuinyan simna milsa. Ksiv b'mshech ha-keren bo'ishe avov, ma'ashen ken ha-pach nishbar, al derech karnei ra'im karnav behem amim yiragach. V'tarum keren. So the Yen Yankiv says that it's a simon. What's the simon? One, the pasuk says, "B'mishoich ha-keren," when the keren is drawn in the book of Hosea in chapter 6. And there's another pasuk, so that's something that's drawn out. Ha-keren nimshach, b'mishoich ha-keren. It's drawn out, the keren, so to the malchus. There's another pasuk, ha-pach nishbar. The pach is broken. So memela, that's the simon. Kerens continue and pachs don't. Also says, karenerem kamar, karen of bem amim yinagach. Keren is strong, it gores the nations. But tarum keren, and the horn is exalted. So these are all positive psukim about the horn. And in the orach leneren, krisus, he also brings kein zeh. In the simon of the par and the keren, ayin sham ba'orch laner, ubemet b'gemara kritut v'horayot, ha'gemara meviya inyan apach v'ha'shemen, together with the word of simna milsa. We all know the Gemara about Rosh Hashanah. You should eat certain food. You should eat kara, ruvya, karsi, silki, tamri. Ha'gemara yidua. We all have the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. So, it's talking about Simna Milsa. So it makes sense that you should have a Simna here also. Aval binyan ma'ayan mevayar ha-ma'aram chudeshe agadot lohrayot shemeshicha la-ma'ayan eino inyan siman. אלא הרבה דברים תלויים במקום, כי הכל כאשר המקבל מוכן, ולפיכך, כאשר מוכן המקום שיקבל המקבל, אז מקבל הדבר הטוב, ולפיכך הם מושכים מלאכים אלא על המעיין, שזה המקום מוכן לקבל המשך, שהרי המים מושכים וכן תנשך מלכותו. אין שם במערל, בבאר הגולה, באר שני, ונמצא אינו עניין סגולי של סימן מרצה מציאות ממש כמו שכתב המערב. So now we understand. When it comes to the path, In the first answer, we said Pashat, it's not a din. And now we're showing how from the various Mefolshim, that it's, I already said this before already, but it's a Simna Milsa. It's a sign. And they have Pesukim for it. That's when it comes to the Keren and the Pach. That's a Simna Milsa. It's not Mechayiv, it's not a din. Mashenkin, when it comes to the Mayan, the Maral seems to say that it's not just an Indian school, it's a Metzius. That it's totally in a Mokom. You have to be in the right place at the right time. And a Mayan is the right place for Mashiach B'Malchus. So it's not an Indian school of Simna Milsa. It's Mamash Metzius. The Rambam doesn't bring the simonim of the Sigil Gabi Achilan Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam Kayadua doesn't bring these inyanim. So the Rambam doesn't bring the skulas, the simonim of what you eat on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam also isn't going to bring the Keren and the Pach. Because it's the same idea. The Mashiach HaLamayan is more than a skula. This is Mamish HaMetzius. If you say that, if you want to make a shidduch between the Rambam and the Maharal, that the Rambam would agree to the Maharal that it's a it's mamish and metzius, that the makom is golem and it's not just a simon. So then you understand why the Rambam brought this and not that. He brought the mayon and not the keren and pach. All right, so we still have a lot more to talk about, obviously. Every Rambam is so much to discuss and analyze. That's why I love learning Rambam. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue believing in there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends. Lee Nether will continue. Shalom, shalom.